dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who need us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour. We just took a look at Shoutcast. Guess what, folks? We're number one on the internet right now with the information that we have. Isn't that amazing? Boy, truth has a funny way of just getting out there, doesn't it, Carl?
It's like a magnet.
Isn't it, though? It just draws the best people, don't you think?
The finest crowd,
the
yes.
Finest crowd. The people I like to be around. John in Nevada. Thanks for holding, John. You're on the air with Carl Schwartz, my guest live in studio today.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Fine.
I just had a quick statement to make and get your input on it. You fellas mentioned that Americans are only as good as their government. I guess I have a little bit of an issue with that. And the reason why is because the CFR, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and all them, as you know, have controlled our government for years.
Yeah, but who does the voting? It's not them, it's
well,
us.
Well, they control the voting machines.
Well, now they do. That was the last thing on their whistle-stop tour, how to fix the vote so they could really lock it in.
Right. Yeah. So the issue is Americans don't even really have a choice anymore. They haven't had really since the 2000 election.
Well, way before that, caller.
Okay.
I mean, the agenda, the fix has been in for many years.
Yeah, well, I'm not very old. I'm only 37 years old. So I've just gotten involved with this fight not but about 2-3 years ago when I found out that 9/11 was an inside job. But you know, I'm doing all that I can on my end to expose the corruption. And, you know, I've called in to Jack's show before, Jack Blood, and I told him, I said, if you guys get me some type of flyer or something, I'm a distributor for American Free Press, and I'll tell you what, I can get out thousands of flyers for you guys to get you to expand your radio show significantly.
That works for us.
So if you guys could put something on your internet site or something, I'll get the word out for you.
Well, I know Danny, our webmaster, is listening as we speak. The only thing I got to get back is a confirmation from him that he heard it, and we'll be happy to do that.
Okay.
All
that
right.
That was the only thing that I had to say.
Well, thank you, John.
Okay,
I appreciate
thanks, John.
Your call.
All right. Yeah, bye.
Yeah, and folks, did you hear what I said about the internet numbers? You know why people are tuning into the internet to listen to the program? Well, aside from the fact that they want to hear some real truth in their life, they're tuning in because somebody told them to tune in. Okay. Why do you think that I used to go on an absolute tirade about these stupid bumper stickers we make for the network? Folks, they work. When you call in to order the book today, One-Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, at 800-724-2719, don't forget to mention that I want a bumper sticker and put it on the back of your car, and you, as an American, step up to the plate, do your duty for your country, let somebody else have a chance to hear the truth for once in their life. It's very easy. It's not hard to do, folks. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Okay.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back with Loaded Phones. My guest in studio today, Carl W.B. Schwartz. What's the W.B. stand for?
Wilhelm and Bernard.
Wilhelm and Bernard. So that's Carl Wilhelm Bernard Schwartz.
It's Bernard.
Bernard.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
I'll just call you Carl.
I was named for my grandfather.
Okay. So are you a third then?
Second.
Second. Okay. One-Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas is the book, A Conservative Republican Speaks Out. Nice picture, by the way, on that. But you are better looking. I mean, that's a great picture, but you're better looking in person. If he says on the, in his book, if you're an American that loves this nation and our way of life, you need to snap out of the Bush mythology bubble and take a hard look at what is really going on in a nation. I did, and as a conservative Christian Republican, I did not like what I found. You will not either if you take time to know the truth. Folks, that's why we made the book, to get the message out.
Actually, the picture right there was taken by KTUL in Tulsa. I was giving an address in front of 600 of the shareholders that lost about $1.2 billion in Williams Communications Group.
Oh, that was I bet you that was a happy crowd.
Oh, yeah, they were really happy. And I was explaining to them who did it to them and how they did it. And what I presented as a PowerPoint, 72 slides, hit so forcefully, the orders were given across the street at Williams Communications to cook the books after they had filed bankruptcy. That's when they found out how much we were on to them.
Let's go back to the phones. Annette in West Virginia. Hello, Annette.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, thank you. This is an old-timer who started asking questions in the late 40s and early 50s and started to go very, very deep into this whole subject of the deterioration.
Yeah, you used to work for the State Department, correct?
Yes, okay. Uh-huh. But only just under 3 years. But after that, I worked for 100 firms doing temporary work so that I could do my own research. Because I've been, when I had these questions, the only way to get the answers was to do the research because it wasn't coming from the general sources of information. So I'm assuming by your statements that you realize that the global elite is behind the spiritual, political, economic, and social ruin and degradation of our nation. Am I correct?
You wouldn't have any arguments from me on that.
All right. Well, then, based on that, may I make some comparisons and
did we just lose her? We just lost her. Annette, if you're still there and you can hear us, please call back. Your phone just went out. She's kind of there. You're going to have to get to another phone. That one just completely cut out on you. Okay. Just give us a call back. We'll put you right up. By the way, John in Nevada, if you would like to call in to the network at 800-724-2719, hit extension 113, talk to Danny. He will make up a flyer for you to stuff in those newspapers, and we appreciate that offer. Let's go to Fred in Philadelphia. Hello, Fred in Philly. How you doing?
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Carl.
How are you?
Fine. I want to mention that I have stood up in public and confronted this gentleman may have been one of the heavy contributors to the Patriot Act as far as writing it. Jan Ting, who went around the country and held a lot of supposedly public forums on the Patriot Act. And I have confronted Mr. Ting and said that his arguments were really a lot of fallacies and pointed out how exactly that the Patriot Act is not, the USA Patriot Act is not something that is something should be passed. It was passed, but it didn't really have. And the first meeting I went to two or three of these. And the first one, we did get a whole room standing up and shouting at the people in the front of the room who were trying to lie to the rest of the people in the audience. It's a pretty big room. However, the second one that I went to, they had a very loud PA system, and the only thing that the people could do in that case was submit written questions. By the time they got to the podium, those questions were all changed around
or not posed at all. Yeah,
and I tried to find out about the bill that President Bush signed that was supposed to be a big slice of Patriot 2, because there was a. I couldn't really find the information about the bill when I try to look it up.
Yeah, we have laws now that are top secret.
They are. I think that some of the conservatives don't realize that. I think you had John Gizzi was on, Jack Blood. He's the editor of Current Events, and I asked him on the air, is there such a thing as a secret law, not a secret regulate, not a secret. Not something else, but the actual law cannot be classified. And he said no. But then I looked into it further, and it turns out I gave him an example of a secret law. You had a big slice of the Central Security, a Central Intelligence Act of 1949 that has a secret addendum to it where it talks about the powers of the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. So it is possible to have directions in a law that don't go, that are not printed and are not published in any way, that are a very, very big important part of the law, and those directions are not in any, unless the committee of Congress decides to release them, they're not going to be put out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, and if American citizens knew to what extent that there's some very un-American acts and activities going on, I think they would be much more concerned. It's all a matter of paying attention, you know, dissect what they do, and don't necessarily buy off on it just because they say it.
Yeah, and if I may, I want to mention this Chernoff gentleman. He was supposed to have investigated the anthrax incident, but he didn't do that at all, and I didn't know that he was also responsible for conducting the 911 investigation, but he didn't do that either. So I think that what they do is sometimes they'll put a person in the executive branch, they'll throw them into the judicial branch, and then they'll pull them back into the executive branch again. They did that with Louis Free, they did that with Chertoff, and they did that with another recent judge that I can't remember the name of. I'm sure you could, come up with a couple more of these characters, but they do not. I think what they do in the judicial branch is they learn how to violate the law even more.
Well,
when they're in the judicial branch.
Well, and that's why we got so many lawyers in Washington D.C. That's why almost every politician in Washington D.C. is a lawyer, because they specifically craft laws and they know the loopholes and
they know how to exploit the loopholes.
And until the public finds out about it, and then they'll make some overture to close the loop, only to open up another one.
Yeah, it's a concept called color of law. I mean, they're actually using color of law to do a lot of things that we would not tolerate if we knew the whole truth.
Fred, thank you.
I appreciate your
call. All right. John, well, we've got a lot of Johns here today. John in Florida. Hello, John.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
You were talking about the people know there's a problem, but they don't know what to do about it. I've got a solution for you. I see the problem being that by the time the candidate wends his way through the two-party system and the local political contributions process, he's thoroughly corrupted and compromised. I would like to add to the ballot, from school board primary to presidential general, none of the above to the ballot, and force these clowns to give us people that we want, not give us a choice of good or better instead of bad or worse.
Well, that would be a start if you can ever figure out how to get them to do that.
Well, there's a lot of people listening to this show. Certainly, you know, someone out there might be smart enough to figure out how to do that.
Well, we've been working on trying to get quite a few candidates into the breach for 2006, because until we start having people there, they're going to represent all Americans instead of just a few Americans. Or we're going to have just a chronic ongoing problem.
Or supporting the wrong Americans for the wrong reasons.
Right.
Their socialization agenda or whatever the case may be. Anything else for us, John?
A lot of people don't examine, they don't dig into all the candidates, but they do know, like I went to the polls, I know for a fact that I did not want Bush and I did not want Kerry. I voted for a third party, but even if I hadn't had a third party candidate, I would have voted for none of the above, because I don't like the two guys at the top.
I'd like to see a poll that had none of above and had a free write-in.
I had a write-in for my congressional representative. I wrote in anyone else.
Well, you know, the last time, Carl, we were talking about this during lunch. The last time that the race for the presidency was any fun was back in '92, when we had Bill Clinton, Bush Senior, Daddy Bush, and Ross Perot.
Yeah,
I mean, for nothing else, it was highly entertaining.
Yes,
of course, Ross. At that point in time, I don't know whether to believe that somebody had actually threatened to kill his family, but it sounds like something they would do. You know, to get a maverick in there like Ross Perot would have just upset the apple cart and put their time schedule behind. But that's the last time. I mean, not that it was of any great import, no matter which one of those characters would have been elected. But we've even lost the theater and the sizzle. I mean, have you ever seen a contrived presidential runoff, election, whatever the case may be? We're talking bland here. For a country that's got the many problems that we have,
yeah,
it was the blandest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Exactly. I mean, when I declared that I wasn't going to vote for Bush about a year and a half ago, my best friend started coming to me and said, well, who are you going to vote for, Kerry? And I said, frankly, I think I'm going to vote for Daffy Duck and Goofy, because, you know, what's the difference?
Vote for Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
You get a better deal. Hey, thanks for your call, John,
you,
in Florida. You know, we have Bush touting the fact that he wants to privatize a section of Social Security.
Right.
Well, they have robbed this trust fund out of billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. Folks, I'm going to read you something. The next time that you see this, our ascended king in Washington, D.C., you're going to know that he's lying. What this is, it's an overt fascist move. Maybe he knew Mussolini, or maybe his father did, but any time that you have the government running something, having their fingers in it with private enterprise, here we call that fascism. I'll tell you the facts behind this right after this break.
Okay.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You think Social Security is broke, huh, folks? You think there's a need to privatize the Social Security system? Well, listen to the facts. The politicians and Wall Streeters are peddling the big lie that Social Security is inevitably going bust. The Social Security runs at a surplus of $100 to $120 billion annually and will continue to do so throughout the 21st century. This trust fund is one of the few programs set up by the federal government that actually works. The trust fund system is one of the few programs, as I said, that works. Well, in 99, the Social Security received $383 billion in checks, $436 billion in taxes, and an additional $49 billion in interest. Instead of red ink, Social Security made almost $102 billion in profit to add to more than $652 billion and had in a surplus from previous years. On December 6, 1996, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan called for prompt action to rescue the financially threatened Social Security system. Greenspan endorsed the privatization scams, which would require workers to put their Social Security retirement payments into the stock market. Now, Greenspan certainly isn't obsessed with the hobgoblin of consistency. On December 5th of 1996, just one day before, the previous day, Greenspan announced that the stock market was in trouble because of what he called irrational exuberance. In other words, One day Greenspan intimates that the stock market may be in for a new speculative disaster on the order of the great crash of 29. The next day, Greenspan declares that the American workers ought to put their retirement money into the same treacherous stock market that the very day lost witless investors between $700 million and $1 trillion. Now, in the months to come, similar experts will warn us that the Social Security system is facing disaster. Every day, the feeding frenzy continues, with columnists and other sycophants falling into the step. Fortunately, some leaders have the courage to speak the truth. Robert Ball, former commissioner of the Social Security from 1962 to 73, and a member of the Advisory Council on Social Security, said, "There is no financial crisis in Social Security." As Ball explained, the system is today accruing substantial surpluses, and total income will exceed outlays until the year 2020. After that, Social Security reserves, estimated at $3 trillion, will be used to pay ongoing benefits that exceed the level of current taxes. By 2070, benefits are projected to exceed taxes by only about 5.5% of taxable wages. The sky, ladies and gentlemen, is not falling. The fact is that Social Security system is doing fine and faces only the danger that the public might believe the big lies that Greenspan, Congress, and Wall Street are mounting against it. Carl, they have ripped this off for trillions of dollars.
Yes, and they keep misapplying what is Social Security funds over into just general revenues and then spending it on whatever project they want. Chapter 16 in my book, I address a situation where if they don't change the laws on how you can sue on stock fraud and what they're doing in bankruptcy that gives shareholders $0 in their recovery in bankruptcy, all they're doing and in going into the capital markets of Social Security is exposing another $60 to $90 billion a year to theft. And as you've seen in Global Crossing, Enron, Williams Communications, all of these, Tyco, nobody's being held accountable for the theft. So if they steal the $60 and $90 billion out of your retirement fund, so be it. They have spent 20 years and no telling how many millions of dollars lobbying to get those changes in the laws so they could literally plunder this country and even the retirees and just keep right on going.
Right on trucking, not breaking a sweat.
Yeah.
People... Carl, there's literally people in this country that their Social Security check doesn't hardly cover anything. They have a major expense, maybe like a car repair, or maybe they've got to do something awful like pay an extra few dollars on a heating bill because it's been a cold winter.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these people are facing the thing of eating or heating,
right?
Either starving or staying warm.
Right.
And we've got a government here, again, folks, let me call it what it is. It's a criminal cabal. It's a criminal enterprise. It's a private agency. And they've hijacked the booty here. They've taken. Now this is what's really amazing. You know, you're forced to pay into a system. I don't ever remember saying yes. I want to involve myself in a Social Security scam. I'm sorry, a trust, which I trust the government will never touch because they're honest people. After all, people that rob trusts, don't they go to jail? Well, of course they do. But I don't ever remember volunteering to join the Social Security Administration and their wonderful little outfit. But, folks, they're extracting all the wealth out of us. The people out here that are creating this wealth, you and I, we're getting robbed blind. And then we're told that, well, we've got a, you know, George Bush fixing Social Security is fixing a problem that doesn't exist. That's the problem. And in the meantime, what are they doing? Well, they're taking your money, and you may get it by your retirement age if they don't screw this thing totally up. But they're going to tax you one way or another. They're taxing us literally to death in this country. And for what? To bring us a bigger, finer, you know, the theory is,
bigger and finer cabal.
Well, here's the theory. If government is bad at this level, we just need to spend more money to make it bigger and more efficient.
And badder.
Folks, I read the Constitution. And for you folks out there, and I feel for you, excuse me, that is on a fixed income. I really do, because you are dependent on that Social Security check, or you are dependent on Medicare or Medicaid. Just think, if the government wouldn't have been wasting your tax money, would have stayed out of your life, how much money you could have accrued yourself, and you wouldn't have to depend on somebody like the government for your retirement. But be that as it may, they are bilking us literally out of billions of dollars every year. And I don't know about you folks, but let me tell you something. If you went in and embezzled money out of a company and a trust fund, you're going to go to jail.
Right.
Well, why isn't anybody, Carl, in Washington, D.C. going to jail over this deal?
Because they think they're above the law, literally.
Well, they are, because they make the law.
Right.
Well, those that make the law have special privilege and dispensation.
Well, just about every law that applies to you and me and your listeners does not apply to Congress.
It's a special group, isn't it?
Yes, they're so special.
We'll get back in a few minutes here. John, Renee, Gary, John, Dave, Frank, Fred, others, just hang on. We'll get to all of your calls in quick order right after this break. 800-724-2719. Order the book today, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
During the break, Carl, you're just, you know, I'm amazed. I could probably spend a year with you and then still not learn all of what's swimming around in your head. During the break, we're sitting here talking about the Yukos deal in Russia. And you responded, and you told me in a nutshell what exactly transpired over there. I was still trying to figure it out, and it just fell out of your face.
Well, see, what they did was they put Yukos in bankruptcy in the United States because they had secured their capital over here. They did the same thing Global Crossing did, Metro Media Fiber Networks, companies like that. When Putin figured out that through our bankruptcy laws over here, basically, they were trying to auction off the assets, and the only bidders that were allowed in the door were Chevron and Exxon, you know, a few of the good old boys over here. He set up a separate bidder, funded it by through the Russian government, and that was the high bid by his declaration. He basically told the, you know, the U.S. judge he wasn't going to tolerate on his sovereign soil the takeover of their oil supplies. I mean, that's the type of bankruptcy.
Didn't Saddam Hussein say the same thing?
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
But that's the type of bankruptcy scams that I wrote about in my book in chapters 12, 13, and 14. I was dealing in telecom, but I did touch on NUCOs because they like oil and gas, and if you have oil and gas, you have right-of-ways for the pipelines, and that's very popular for your telecom operators. You know, so we've had some touch points with them in the past, but I sat here watching this NUCOs thing just laughing. You know, because Putin, evidently, he had enough intelligence on these people. He knew exactly what they were trying to do. And it was basically a privatization of Russia oil through our courts, through our bankruptcy laws, to an elite few. He headed them off. You know, he made sure Russia kept their oil.
Now leave it up to a communist. And I still think that the old pooty-poo, as George Bush likes to refer to him as, is still a hardliner. Folks, you don't come out of the nest of the KGB and not be one of them. But leave it up to a communist to privatize or use a bit of fascism and even use the government funds. You're right. He's nobody's fool.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. John in Central New York. Hello, John.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Just a couple of things. On you know, we ask what to do and whatnot, and there's some people out there that have already done. Like if you pull up Clinton's friends on the internet, you get a 3-page death list. Well, those people have stepped forward, and by the way, last home being his bodyguards. Step forward to make issue and we're killed for it. And at least there, you know, someone's got to take the front line somewhere to start it.
Are you talking about the agents that were shot at Waco?
Well, it's
no, Jerry Parks,
on the internet,
people
if you pull
like
up
that.
Oh, okay. You'll get a 3-page death list.
Yeah. Mm.
And the last 12 being his bodyguards. And I always ask why his bodyguards had to die, but then I find out that he helped set up the Taliban and all that. So there probably someone was going to talk a little bit, and they sniffed him. And, At the same time, we have heroes out there, such as in Kansas City, where they bombed the federal building, but two bombs didn't go off. Well, geez, all that expertise, two bombs didn't go off. Somebody must have been in the know to maybe leave some signals out there to start waking us up and put themselves in jeopardy of, oh, boy, you know.
Well, you know what's fascinated me, and, Carl, I'm sure that you've asked yourself the same question. We have still honest people in government. We, even under this system that we have right now, as corrupted as it is.
There's a war going on inside right now.
Absolutely. And I have said this to people, and then they, with mild shock and a little confusion, I must add, but they would look at me and go, what do you mean there's good people in the CIA and the FBI? These are not constitutional organizations. And I get the whole nine yards. But given that fact, we still have good, honest people in this country. Because their hierarchy and their bosses are bought and sold for. That doesn't matter. And I've told, I've literally had people that have quit the FBI and have quit the BATF and whatever come up to me.
Over principle.
Over principle, absolutely. And there's that word again, integrity, come up to me and shake my hand and say thank you for what you're doing. We have people that would be willing and able, if they could perceive that there would be support and security for these people. How many of these people that are working in the government right now, if they thought it was safe to come out and speak, would do exactly that?
Well, Sybil Edmonds has 24 along with her in a letter that was signed and sent to Congress to free, you know, lift the gag order on her because of the Inspector General's report that just literally ripped the FBI as far as what they're trying to cover up, Ashcroft and everybody on her.
And by the way, you see who's bailing out here.
Yes.
Old John Ashcroft.
Yes.
I mean, the guy does his damage, and he doesn't even have the courage to stand around and take the heat.
Right. And then we've got on our side, myself and about three or four other federal whistleblowers, close to 200. So to answer your question, there are a lot of people there that in the right venue, the right forum, the right manner. For example, we've given Elliot Spitzer a list. He knows who to subpoena. Those people will spill their guts under a subpoena. What they cannot do is they cannot just get on the phone and say, oh, by the way, I'm a whistleblower and I'm going to spill the beans.
Right.
The only thing is the judges are bought off and it doesn't matter. It's, you know, it's a point of almost you got to bring it to a point of someone's got to fight. And the thing that's scaring the heck out of me right now is like...
Not all judges are. I could introduce you to a judge out in Denver that he thinks that they murdered his daughter. He's not letting them off the hook at all.
And, if he understands spiritualism, he's stronger for it. The thing about it is, though, is it's like, yeah, we're being posed as the bad boys around the world, and is it going to start a turmoil where Illuminati or the Third World Order, whatever, that controls China or it controls Russia or Japan, when they start pulling an attack on us and yet they all start backbiting each other, Could we try to stop that ahead of time by getting the information as you're getting it around already abroad more?
Yeah,
and well, maybe they're already informed more. Maybe they're more ahead of us.
And again, the key to this is in the numbers. I mean, that, literally, I mean, it, Carl, it is that simple. That once people realize and perceive that there is support and backing, and that there's protections and they'll have support of the public. I mean, could you imagine Sybil Edmonds getting on Bill O'Reilly's show or Lou Dobbs and spilling the beans and saying, well, I've got 200 agents here that they're saying that the FBI is full of malarkey and this is a cover-up on 9/11. Could you imagine the shock and the resentment and the outrage throughout America? What if Rush Limbaugh on one of his he's got 600 radio stations in this country, come up on the air tomorrow and came clean and said, you know, I was wrong about George Bush, the guy's a crook, and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
We could, you know, it's that simple.
I'd like to see Sybil on the Bill O'Reilly show. I don't think he could handle her.
Bill can't even handle Bill. Hey, thanks for your call, John.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Renee in North Carolina. Hello, Renee.
Well, I'd love to see that, too. You know O'Reilly settled that lawsuit, because that
sexual harassment deal?
Because he was guilty.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, yeah, that
well,
will never
you know,
happen.
He was as guilty as Michael Jackson was, you know, with the little boys. You know, as long as you pay off, you know, it always amazed me. People are still questioning whether Michael Jackson's a pedophile. Well, if he's not, why did he make the payoff? Wouldn't if somebody accused you, ma'am, of a horrific crime, wouldn't you be indignant and want to scratch their eyes out? You'd fight every inch of the way?
There's no way I would let that black mark on my name for something that horrendous. There's just no way.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, I've thought about this a lot, of like, who are the bad guys over and over again, and you know, who's in the number one spot, number two spot, number three spot, number four spot. And the numbers move around for me in 2, 3, and 4 and stuff like that. But for me, to me, over and over again, when I look at this, the number one spot belongs to the legal profession, because they have written the laws, passed the laws, uphold the unconstitutional laws.
Right.
And it's like, you know, they selectively enforce things. I'm one of these. I would love to be able to turn around and nail them on RICO, or like you said, with the Patriot Act, with their own laws. But like you said, we're dealing with a criminal cabal here. The only thing, like I said, Carl mentioned he knew of one honest judge in Colorado, but it's like, you know, he may be the only one. It's like,
yeah, we're still looking for one down here in Texas.
Into doing somehow, it's going to take fear. Okay, it's like, it's like, because they're not scared. They know they can do all this and get away with it.
Exactly.
What can we do?
You know, you must be a mind reader, because that's exactly the point I was going to make. Do you believe? Does anybody out there in this listening audience believe that if we had some people that start going to jail over this stuff, that it would not strike fear? Because, as I said earlier in the broadcast, it's okay in this country. It's legal. It's legal if you don't get caught. Steal as much as you want. Don't worry. Your buddies will get you, will bail you out. But what happens if the tables are turned and they get the same treatment as we get, that we go to jail if we do something illegal? That would put a chill throughout that system. I guarantee you, a lot of these creatures would crawl back under the rock from whence they came.
I'll tell you an interesting aside. One time, David Thoreau got thrown in jail, and Ralph Waldo Emerson went to see him in jail. And his first comment was something along the lines of, "What are you doing in here?" And Thoreau says, "What are you doing out there?" And what he was doing was civil disobedience. He was standing up to the authorities. Yeah, but I thought that was a perfect response. You know, he said, "What are you doing out there?"
Well, you know the old adage, what's 10,000 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean?
Good start.
Good start. And you're right, you know, because if we had that missing 13th Amendment, which, by the way, during the Reconstruction, shortly after the Civil War, that original 13th Amendment came up missing. The original 13th Amendment precluded anybody from being a lawyer from holding public office. Now, why do you think that was?
Yeah, why did they want to abolish that?
That's right. That's right.
And see, that what they have done to distract us, and we've fallen for it. You know, they have demonized poor people. Like, look how much they would go after those those evil welfare mothers and stuff like that. Those people are costing our government such a small fraction. But as long as everybody's looking down there at the bottom, these people at the top are running off with the entire bank.
That's right.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I've been calling it the distraction du jour. You know, they want to throw these distractions in front of you because they don't want you watching what they're really doing.
Exactly.
Weapons of mass destruction.
And we're falling for it.
That's what we're going to call the news media that from now on. They're WMDs. They're weapons of mass distraction.
And the thing is, another thing, and I usually like Jefferson, but years ago he said ignorance of the law is no excuse. And I don't believe that anymore because the way they've written the law where it would fill the Superdome, the thing is, it's humanly impossible. Now, how is it when the judges and the lawyers don't know the laws and the senators and congressmen in D.C. are passing laws they've never read, how come I am held responsible to know all the laws?
Because you're playing by the rules, dummy. You're still an honest person. Don't you get it? You need to be as greasy as these guys are.
Well, I tell you what, if y'all can figure out a way to turn this table where we can nail them with RICO and stuff, because I've got my own case locked up in fireproof files. It's like, the thing is, because, and I'm just waiting for the day where there, because I have a case, but there's no point because the judges and everybody, they'll come up with technicalities, or from what I heard too, the judge will deliberately make a judicial error where even if you think you won in court, they overturn it in appeals court.
Right.
I mean, you cannot win.
Well, and there again, I mean, let me go back to my earlier statement. I mean, it is this simple, that when you have politicians that fear the people, I'm not talking about respect, I'm talking about outright fear. When you have a government that fears its people, that's when you have an honest government. We now have a nation that we're deathly afraid of our government, and they're running off with all the money. They are the most self-centered, self-serving, self-sacrificing. No, not on their end. They're sacrificing us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we get. And you know, I look at this situation, and I'm wondering, you know, because the question always comes up, as I posed earlier, Carl, you know, we've got a situation here that I think the majority of the American people would be incensed and outraged if they knew the amount of, and the depth of the corruption right in the government itself. They would be out in the streets tomorrow demanding a change, but they're not being told about it.
If you had 10% of the American people that knew as clearly as you and I do what is going on, you would have 10 million people in Washington marching on it. If 90% of the people knew, I mean, the lane, this, you'd have to back up three states because you couldn't get any closer because of the cars heading that way.
Thank you for your call, Renee. I appreciate it very much. Gary in Georgia. Hello, Gary.
Yes. You clicked. Are you still there?
We're here.
Oh, okay. The judicial system appears to be number one, like the lady said, out of the three, all three systems. The judicial system seems to be the worst of the three. As a possible thought for you, listening to Linda Kennedy on First Amendment radio, and I've since lost her and can't get her anymore, who defended Jim Trafficant, who's now sitting in jail for telling the truth in his one-minute speeches.
Right.
And they took her bar license away from Linda Kennedy, but she did have the guts to go attack the Virginia Supremes and give them a piece of her mind, which was right. But she's been doing a good job, I think, since then. And the only other, and I thought maybe that might be a possibility for you to even discuss some of the judicial part on your radio show with the rest of the good job you're doing. The other thing I wanted to mention was the fact that Elena Sassauer, who was a lady that was cranked up Center for Judicial Accountability, was arrested for being a citizen activist after she went to the to testify at a U.S. Senate Judicial Committee public hearing, and through the people there, or especially one particular senator, she ended up serving 179 days in jail just from traveling all the way from White Plains, New York, to Washington, D.C., to testify at a Senate Judiciary committee meeting, and she never got a chance to say anything, but yet she got arrested and put in jail. And all these people sitting in jail, that part of it, we should be able to do something about. I, again, admit I don't know all of it from that standpoint, other than maybe what Linda's doing. But I tell you, Linda understands it's a whole worldwide situation, and all of them are corrupt, but she has zeroed in on a lot of it that sure has been a help in my case.
Yeah, and look at the reward that she got. They took her bar license because she tried to be an honest attorney.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate it, Gary. Got to move on here. We're going to skip the break. We'll just keep rolling with our phone calls. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that Carl Schwartz will also be in studio here tomorrow. He'll be around the network most of the day tomorrow. If you would like to stop in to get your own hand-signed copy of One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, A Conservative Republican Speaks Out, quit calling me and asking me what's in the book. Just get the book and read it.
Right.
That's the point. And it's a support for this network. It's a support for Carl and all the fine people out there that are doing the much-needed work, ladies and gentlemen. So give us a call here at 800-724-2719. I even gave one of your books to a lawyer yesterday.
Whoops.
He's going to love this one. I'm going to see him tomorrow, and his hair will be completely white. John in Tennessee. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hi.
The photos at the Pentagon show landing gear struts that do not match a Boeing 757.
You're right.
Since they only have a single wheel axle.
That's true.
So what evidence do you have that a U.S. Navy A3 Sky Warrior hit the Pentagon?
We have a lot. Part four of the, I don't know if you've caught the articles I've been writing called Pop Goes the Bush Mythology Bubble. They've been appearing on Online Journal. Part four is going to be breaking within the next day or two. It addresses a very large financial fraud that some of our government people in Wall Street were involved in. Part five is actually about what hit the Pentagon. And we have had some people researching for over 2 years, going around content blocks, actually visiting museums, actually looking at the various jet repair facilities. We've got a lot of evidence that's starting to point very clearly that this is a modified A3 Sky Warrior that is in mint condition right now because it's been completely rebuilt. And we know where it came from. So, and the people who own that plane also know that we know it.
Well, the A3s owned by Hughes Aircraft have a missile pylon on the nose. But did the A3 fire a missile before it hit the Pentagon?
Well, we think it did. We think the white screen that you saw come across that video screen as far as the parking lot camera, jet engines, all types of jet engines, when they burn kerosene, they do not burn white except when they're at high altitude. At sea level, they burn kind of a grayish, blackish, brownish color. What does burn white at all altitudes, however, is a solid rocket fuel. It's called thiokol. And the type of missile we think hit the Pentagon is called an AGM. It's an air-to-ground missile. And it actually has pylons under the wings. It's already rigged to fire missiles. And that's exactly what they use the A3 for today. They use it for missile testing research.
What's your website? Do you have that on your website?
There's some of it. CarlSchwartz.com.
You know, I failed to mention that one time today. I apologize for that. CarlSchwartz.com. Let me spell that name. K-A-R-L Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-Z.com.
Yeah, but part 4, 5, 6, 7 of this Pop Goes the Bush Mythology Bubble is bringing forth some very damaging information.
Okay. Thank you for your call, John.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Dave in Arkansas. Hello, Dave.
Evening.
Hi.
Good brothers and countryman Carl.
Yeah. What part of Arkansas are you from, Dave?
Northwest corner.
Northwest. I have a half-brother who lives in Fayetteville.
I'm up in Rogers.
Okay. In fact, how I got onto John's network was listening to Frank Whalen.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yes, I know Frank. He's doing a great job.
Yes, he is.
You betcha. By the way, regarding these Beltway bandits y'all were talking about a while ago.
Yeah, robber barons.
There you go. Yeah. I ran across a legal definition in Black's Law 7 that just the other day that pretty well spells it out. Aristodemocracy, one word. A government consisting of both democratic and aristocratic elements. A government in which power is divided between the nobility, or more powerful group, and the rest of the people.
We may be getting close to that, especially since we have some people in this country that think they are American aristocrats.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Well, currently under a provisional military government ruled by these so-called aristocrats, I guess.
Yeah, I've actually started referring to them as a junta.
There you go. It does look third worldish, doesn't it?
Yeah, that is a very, very proper term, Carl. Right.
Well, I mean, what type of America do we want? Do we want to be a bellicose nation? I think that's what Bush wants us, the whole world, to believe us to be. And I know the American people better than that. We're not that type of people.
Well, is that why they've been fluoridating our water so heavily for so many decades, like they did in the Soviet Union prisons and German prisons?
Well, that was just an easy way for aluminum manufacturers to sell a byproduct that they'd have to pay big money to try to bury someplace. So we just put it in the bodies, and it eventually gets buried.
Yeah, an avoided cost of $1.50 a gallon. But the result was that people that were docile and manageable.
Yeah, there's other ways to make us docile and manageable. Some of us are not quite so manageable, though.
That's right. Dave, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. We've got to move on here. We've still got some callers that we want to get in here. Steve in Texas. Hello, Steve.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Two quick comments. One, we all agree we need to somehow hold this government accountable. We're not doing that. Excuse the noise in the background. And two, well, the very first time Bush talked about socialize or making everybody that they can trade their own Social Security account, privatizing. I was a day trader for 3 years, and I know what it's like. And once people start to trade their account, it's all going to go to the big boys. There's going to be some of us that are going to be able to trade these accounts and increase the value of them. Most people are going to gamble it away. It's all going to go to the big boys again.
Yep, most will lose.
They should just leave it alone, even though I agree we should have access to our own accounts, but it's going to all funnel to the big stockbrokers. It just is. And I'm sorry to see that that's going to happen, but that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah,
that's all I got to say for now.
Right, I appreciate it. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, until the party's over. You know, it's like musical chairs. That last guy goes to sit down.
Yeah.
Ain't no chair left. Sam in West Virginia. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Hi.
Hey, the reason I'm calling, you're talking about Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I caught the conversation there. I come in the middle of it. You were actually talking about that article. I assume that they're saying that there's a lot of money. I mean, it actually is a trust fund?
Yes. Yeah, it is a trust. It was set up as a trust fund.
Well, right. But what I kind of come into that, turned the radio on, and caught part of that. But that's kind of ironic because last year I decided I wasn't going to participate, and I informed I was going to quit participating in the system with them.
Right.
And they kindly sent me a letter back stating that, well, I couldn't stop participating and that there was no trust fund, and this came from a woman at Social Security, that there was no trust fund, and if I quit paying, then the people who were currently on it wouldn't get any money.
Oh, poor them.
Yeah. Well, it's like the IRS or FBI. You can call 10 different people who work for our government. You'll get 10 different answers to the same question.
Yeah, it was set up as a trust fund, and yes, it has been robbed, and no, it's not broke.
Well, I was just kind of curious, you know, that was sent back, but I understand it's the same basic form letter that most people get that send the kind of letters I sent to them.
A lot of the Social Security funds have actually been misdirected towards the Iraq effort when Bush couldn't get more money for that. Some of the money was actually
siphoned off. Yeah,
like $87 million.
Yeah, and if you think about it, if they're running a $110 billion surplus every year, well, now they can afford to pay those Mexicans down in Mexico's Social Security benefits.
Right.
See how that works?
Yeah.
Just spread the word. Spread the wealth, baby. But it's your wealth, and it's getting spread to those that are undeserving. And, well, you know, that's another story. That's another subject. Thanks for your call, Nathan. I'm sorry I couldn't get to your call. Call back tomorrow. Carl Schwartz will be in studio with me again tomorrow, and he's going to be here all day tomorrow. So if you want to pick up a book, stop down at the studio. We're at 1015 South Mays. That's Business 35 in Round Rock, Texas. One-way ticket to Crawford, Texas. Call today to have it personalized. He'll hand-sign your copy, 800-724-2719. His website, carlschwartz.com. We're out of time, folks. God bless you all. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good evening.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.